Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom podstawowy. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do trzeciego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Alice, you look so relaxed. How was your camping holiday with your friends?
I wasn't camping, I was glamping.
Glamping? What's that?
It's luxury camping. My tent, for example, was huge, about 50 square meters. It had electricity, a fridge, a cooker and a bed. The bathroom was outside, just a few steps away from the tent. There was also a place for a campfire.
Wow! Did you have to put your tent up by yourself?
No, everything was ready when we arrived. I didn't need to take anything with me, except for clothes. The bed had clean sheets and pillows. There were also fresh towels.
So, it's like staying in a hotel, isn't it?
Not really. The tents were located in the middle of a forest, next to a small stream. There was no road, so we couldn't get there by car. We had to walk for an hour to get to the site.
And how did you spend your time there?
We spent most of the time outside in the fresh air. There was a mountain bike rental, so on one of the days we had an exciting race in the forest. Another day we had a volleyball match. In the evenings we hung out round the campfire, playing the guitar and singing songs.
Sounds like fun. But tell me, is glamping expensive?
Well, it was a bit pricey, but it was still cheaper than staying at a hotel. And more fun too. Next year I'll definitely do it again. It's a great option for me because I love spending time in nature.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Alice, you look so relaxed. How was your camping holiday with your friends?
I wasn't camping, I was glamping.
Glamping? What's that?
It's luxury camping. My tent, for example, was huge, about 50 square meters. It had electricity, a fridge, a cooker and a bed. The bathroom was outside, just a few steps away from the tent. There was also a place for a campfire.
Wow! Did you have to put your tent up by yourself?
No, everything was ready when we arrived. I didn't need to take anything with me, except for clothes. The bed had clean sheets and pillows. There were also fresh towels.
So, it's like staying in a hotel, isn't it?
Not really. The tents were located in the middle of a forest, next to a small stream. There was no road, so we couldn't get there by car. We had to walk for an hour to get to the site.
And how did you spend your time there?
We spent most of the time outside in the fresh air. There was a mountain bike rental, so on one of the days we had an exciting race in the forest. Another day we had a volleyball match. In the evenings we hung out round the campfire, playing the guitar and singing songs.
Sounds like fun. But tell me, is glamping expensive?
Well, it was a bit pricey, but it was still cheaper than staying at a hotel. And more fun too. Next year I'll definitely do it again. It's a great option for me because I love spending time in nature.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
1. Leinster Gardens is a street in West London, which doesn't look especially thrilling, but it is still worth visiting. If you walk along the street past numbers 23 and 24, you'll notice that the windows are painted grey and the doors do not open. Very few people know that what looks like the front of the houses is really just a wall, behind which there is an ugly-looking ventilation system for the London Underground. If you walk round the back of the wall, you won't see any houses there. Only underground tracks can be seen, and heard, just below. 2.
I'm an artist, and I live in a quiet street with terraced houses on both sides. When I had to redecorate my property, I thought, what if every house on my street was a different colour? I managed to convince all my neighbours to paint their houses. Now the houses are different shades of yellow, blue and red. These colours look lovely in sunny weather. The people living in the street used to be strangers, but now we often have a chat over a cup of tea. And the street has become so popular that sightseeing tours often visit the neighbourhood.
3. If you happen to be in Miami and you are interested in seeing creative graffiti and murals, sign up for an express tour of the Wynwood neighbourhood to see artwork on the building walls. Spend an hour riding around the district in a golf cart with your guide, who will show you the best graffiti and murals. They are constantly being painted over and replaced with new art, so every time you take a ride, you'll see something different. Your guide will also point out the coolest restaurants and cafes, which you might want to visit later. Come and join us for an unforgettable ride. 4.
Seattle may not be a very popular place for sightseeing because it's the most rainy city in the US. Yet when you are there next time and it's raining, look down at the city's sidewalks. Several painters have created art on them using special paint that you can only see on a rainy day. So when you're in Seattle and get caught in a heavy shower, why don't you stay outside and enjoy yourself? You may find a beautiful drawing or a fun message to cheer you up.
1. Leinster Gardens is a street in West London, which doesn't look especially thrilling, but it is still worth visiting. If you walk along the street past numbers 23 and 24, you'll notice that the windows are painted grey and the doors do not open. Very few people know that what looks like the front of the houses is really just a wall, behind which there is an ugly-looking ventilation system for the London Underground. If you walk round the back of the wall, you won't see any houses there. Only underground tracks can be seen, and heard, just below. 2.
I'm an artist, and I live in a quiet street with terraced houses on both sides. When I had to redecorate my property, I thought, what if every house on my street was a different colour? I managed to convince all my neighbours to paint their houses. Now the houses are different shades of yellow, blue and red. These colours look lovely in sunny weather. The people living in the street used to be strangers, but now we often have a chat over a cup of tea. And the street has become so popular that sightseeing tours often visit the neighbourhood.
3. If you happen to be in Miami and you are interested in seeing creative graffiti and murals, sign up for an express tour of the Wynwood neighborhood to see artwork on the building walls. Spend an hour riding around the district in a golf cart with your guide, who will show you the best graffiti and murals. They are constantly being painted over and replaced with new art, so every time you take a ride, you'll see something different. Your guide will also point out the coolest restaurants and cafes, which you might want to visit later. Come and join us for an unforgettable ride. 4.
Seattle may not be a very popular place for sightseeing because it's the most rainy city in the US. Yet when you are there next time and it's raining, look down at the city's sidewalks. Several painters have created art on them using special paint that you can only see on a rainy day. So when you're in Seattle and get caught in a heavy shower, why don't you stay outside and enjoy yourself? You may find a beautiful drawing or a fun message to cheer you up.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One. Welcome to the City Gallery's info line. We recently had an exhibition of 16th century British sculptures, and now it's time for modern paintings. The collection of 100 British pictures will be displayed for 3 months, from May to August. You will have a unique opportunity not only to see the masterpieces by David Hockney, Susie Hamilton, and many other well-known painters from the UK, but also to watch documentaries about their lives and careers in the multimedia room. For more details, visit our website.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Welcome to the City Gallery's info line. We recently had an exhibition of 16th century British sculptures, and now it's time for modern paintings. The collection of 100 British pictures will be displayed for 3 months, from May to August. You will have a unique opportunity not only to see the masterpieces by David Hockney, Susie Hamilton, and many other well-known painters from the UK, but also to watch documentaries about their lives and careers in the multimedia room. For more details, visit our website. Two. Guess what happened at work today?
I've no idea. Tell me, Mark.
An elderly man came in. He was wearing a very old t-shirt and dirty trousers, but I didn't care. A customer is a customer. I went up to him to find out what he wanted. He told me our shop was the fourth he had visited. Because of his appearance, salespeople in the other shops had acted as if he wasn't there.
What happened then?
He looked around and in a few minutes decided what to get. He chose a Harley Davidson motorbike from the 1960s and paid $17,000 for it, in cash. I later discovered that he's a musician from a famous rock band who has recently become a great Harley Davidson lover.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Guess what happened at work today?
I've no idea. Tell me, Mark.
An elderly man came in. He was wearing a very old t-shirt and dirty trousers, but I didn't care. A customer is a customer. I went up to him to find out what he wanted. He told me our shop was the fourth he had visited. Because of his appearance, salespeople in the other shops had acted as if he wasn't there.
What happened then?
He looked around and in a few minutes decided what to get. He chose a Harley Davidson motorbike from the 1960s and paid $17,000 for it, in cash. I later discovered that he's a musician from a famous rock band who has recently become a great Harley Davidson lover. 3.
Have you ever watched a balloon rise up into the sky? People use balloons for birthday parties and parades, and it's fun. But it's also terrible for the environment. Balloons can rise up to 8 kilometers into the Earth's atmosphere, but they come down in the end. And then, when they land, they can be really harmful. If they fall into the sea, they can be eaten by a fish or a turtle. So if you're thinking about buying balloons for a big event, think again. Perhaps there's a different way to celebrate.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Have you ever watched a balloon rise up into the sky? People use balloons for birthday parties and parades, and it's fun. But it's also terrible for the environment. Balloons can rise up to 8 kilometers into the Earth's atmosphere, but they come down in the end. And then, when they land, they can be really harmful. If they fall into the sea, they can be eaten by a fish or a turtle. So if you're thinking about buying balloons for a big event, think again. Perhaps there's a different way to celebrate.
Four. How is your new job, Mary? It's at a design company, isn't it?
Yes. Well, I must say that I thought it would be better that I would work on designs from the start to the last detail. But no, I'm responsible for designing just kitchen cupboards, not the whole kitchen, which is what I'd really like to do.
It's a shame you can't do what you wanted.
Still, I'll get some experience to put on my CV.
True. What are your working hours?
We work flexible hours, which is great. I have to work 40 hours a week. Most people in the office work long hours from Monday to Thursday and finish early on Friday. So every Friday afternoon, I can have the office to myself and be happy. It's so quiet, I can finally concentrate and work more effectively.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
How is your new job, Mary? It's at a design company, isn't it?
Yes. Well, I must say that I thought it would be better that I would work on designs from the start to the last detail. But no, I'm responsible for designing just kitchen cupboards, not the whole kitchen, which is what I'd really like to do.
It's a shame you can't do what you wanted.
Still, I'll get some experience to put on my CV.
True. What are your working hours?
We work flexible hours, which is great. I have to work 40 hours a week. Most people in the office work long hours from Monday to Thursday and finish early on Friday. So every Friday afternoon, I can have the office to myself and be happy. It's so quiet, I can finally concentrate and work more effectively.
Five. A Japanese company has designed an umbrella drone, which can fly over its owner's head for up to 20 minutes. The drone automatically follows its owner and protects him or her from the rain, sun, or snow. It will be especially useful for people who often carry things in both hands while walking. A disadvantage of the drone is that it is quite heavy. The designers are planning to reduce its weight to less than a kilo. They also want to increase its flight time to 1 hour before making their invention available in shops.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
A Japanese company has designed an umbrella drone, which can fly over its owner's head for up to 20 minutes. The drone automatically follows its owner and protects him or her from the rain, sun, or snow. It will be especially useful for people who often carry things in both hands while walking. A disadvantage of the drone is that it is quite heavy. The designers are planning to reduce its weight to less than a kilo. They also want to increase its flight time to 1 hour before making their invention available in shops. Six.
People who come to this restaurant eat as much food as they want, but pay only once, so the place is very popular. They usually take reasonable portions, but not always. One day a man came in and ate as much as 5 customers normally would. It turned out that he was preparing for a triathlon. He hadn't eaten anything for 20 hours, and then came to my place to eat as much as possible. I never criticize my customers, but I told him he wouldn't be served here anymore. He simply ate too much, and if he came back regularly, I'd lose a lot of money.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
People who come to this restaurant eat as much food as they want, but pay only once, so the place is very popular. They usually take reasonable portions, but not always. One day a man came in and ate as much as 5 customers normally would. It turned out that he was preparing for a triathlon. He hadn't eaten anything for 20 hours, and then came to my place to eat as much as possible. I never criticize my customers, but I told him he wouldn't be served here anymore. He simply ate too much, and if he came back regularly, I'd lose a lot of money.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.